City Talk 105.9. Official podcasts. Online at citytalk.fm. City Talk 105.9. Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks.
This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing.
It is Bloke Talk, courtesy of City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. If you're listening to this on Saturday evening, then thank you. Hope your Saturday's been good. Hope your Saturday evening's going well. And if you're listening to this on the download, the podcast, singing or whatever, then thank you. Hope whatever you're doing is suitably exciting and interesting, and Bloke Talk's providing a useful soundtrack. I'm Duncan. Toby is here. And Laura is here as well. And I can't remember. Who wasn't here last week?
Me.
You weren't here, but you and I were here earlier in the day last week, and we spoke to Fred, didn't we, from dating website, and Toby was here, that's right. So, things we need to do, we need to find out if on mysinglefriend.com, where we've registered you, Laura and I registered you because you're looking for love, Tobes.
Absolutely.
We discovered last week there was one lady who you and I, has Laura seen that lady? Because she changed her picture. And when we began, you said, you actually were quite rude. You said, oh, don't I look at that. Then she changed her picture.
She did, didn't she? Yes, I remember that.
And we both kind of like sat here drooling for a bit. So we need to have a look at that. Laura needs to have a look at that lady. Mm. And also, I think you were telling me during the week, because you came up to me in the office like an excitable Labrador with your tongue hanging out.
Blimey.
Bouncing around going, I've had another poke, or whatever you call it. That's a bad term. Person interested in me in the dating website. Yeah. Yeah. So are we going to have a look at you now? Are you logging on?
I'm just checking his emails.
That's great. I'm not just checking any emails. I'm trying to just get the password off the emails.
Yeah. Don't worry about doing a radio show.
Because we got
your emails.
Yeah, we got some really good tips from Fred. He was good, wasn't he, Fred?
I liked Fred.
You liked Fred? I think every man and woman needs a friend like Fred, who we spoke to last week.
He knew his onions.
Yeah.
Is that a phrase?
That is. Yeah, he knew his onions.
When it comes to dating, onions are a bad idea at dates, aren't they?
Yeah. Mind you, saying that, during the week, I was in the office and someone came in with a big bowl of olives, that you buy from us. There's a place around the corner. I'm not going to mention the name because, you know, their profits are too good. But and they sell prepackaged olives olive oil, but with garlic and chili. And we had a long conversation, and someone who I was sitting next to, I'm not going to mention them because it would be wrong without asking for their permission, but said, I don't know if I like this because my other half doesn't like it when I smell of garlic, and she couldn't decide whether or not to have an olive. And I said, oh god no, because I actually find garlic, if a woman's been eating garlic, I find that quite, I like that.
I used to have an ex of mine used to say to me I was more likely to get some, shall we say, if I had eaten lots of garlic.
Really?
Yeah, so you're not the only person that likes that.
Well, why did the garlic thing work for your ex?
She just loved it. She absolutely loved garlic.
There's something about it.
Ate loads of it and liked the smell. I quite like the smell of garlic.
I like it.
But it's just when you get garlic breath sort of the following morning and you can still taste it and it's a bit mouldy tasting.
Yeah, I love garlic.
Yeah, does it put you off? Enough. Someone's eating garlic.
I don't really notice it, to be honest.
I think if you both have garlic,
if you both eat it, then it cancels each other.
You see,
out.
I kind of have a fantasy, and if I can't talk about my Bloke Talk fantasy on Bloke Talk, where can I talk about it? You know the woman who played the posh bird who really fancied Hugh Grant in Four Weddings and a Funeral?
Yeah.
Forget the actress's name. Is it Kristen Scott Thomas? I think it is.
Possibly. Not sure.
Well, she spent a long time living in France, and I just have this vision that one day I'm going to get in a lift, okay, and she's going to be there looking chic and French and smelling of garlic and snog me. Is that a bad fantasy to have?
It could happen.
It's something I'm not prepared to try and imagine in my mind.
Shall we move on? Anyway, so it is Bloke Talk, and it's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Over the next 60 minutes, I've got loads of things I want to talk about. You want to talk about buskers, because you're upset about buskers.
Yeah.
You're sorting out your sister's hen night.
Later this week.
That's good. Google, the people who own half the internet or do something with it, have set up this new thing where it stops you sending drunken emails late at night.
Brilliant.
I think we've all done that.
Drunken emails or drunken text?
Well, this is an email because it's Google, but I think we've all, at some point in our lives, either sent a drunken text, email or phone call.
They'd need to protect the text message more, I think, for that to work.
If we got time, I want to talk about monkeys.
Yes.
Because blokes are descended from apes, clearly.
Did you ever make monkey noises?
Oh, yeah.
Monkeys are great. Have you heard about this place in Tokyo, in North Tokyo, where they've got monkeys working in the tea bar?
No.
What?
It's great. If you go to citytalk.fm. Go to www.citytalk.fm. If you go to it now and you're listening to this and you're online or you're near a computer, go to my page, Duncan Barks. I found the video of them and I've stuck it on my webpage.
Is this not one of those adverts from famous TV?
No, this is seriously true. Brand. In Tokyo, in the north of the city in Japan, they've got these monkeys, and these little fellas, and they serve tea to people and they hand out hot towels.
That's amazing.
Right? And it's great. And they're doing it. And you watch the video. Go and look at
so
it. It's
cruel.
On the city. It's not.
Like
no, no, they love it. And they get soya beans. They're really happy.
It. They dress them up in clothes. Monkeys aren't meant to be dressed in shirts and shorts.
I thought, if we get a bit of time.
That shirt looks a bit like one of Duncan's, actually.
He looks like he's from the Village People, that monkey.
That picture looks uncannily like Duncan.
What I was thinking was, so is if we get a bit of time.
A bear, not a monkey.
I am a bear. We might talk about what we get monkeys to do, because I think we should have monkeys doing mundane jobs in civilized society. And I've got a theory about what I'd like a monkey to do.
What would you choose for them to do? I think I want to talk about this now.
You want to talk about it now?
I love monkeys.
All right,
yeah,
well,
let's bring it to the top of the agenda.
All right, okay. If I had a monkey, okay, what I would do, because I've long thought, my parents used to have a teas maid.
Yeah. A what?
Right, a teas maid. Well, they're very big in the 70s. And what they used to do is they used to sit by your bed and used to plug them in, and they used to have clocks and things, and they used to boil water and effectively make you a cup of tea in the morning.
Right.
Brilliant.
Are you telling me you don't know what a teas maid is?
On like a clock start, you mean?
Do you know what a teas maid is?
No.
Oh. I know what one is.
Right.
Why are you shaking your head at me?
Not very worldly, are you, Toby?
I'm just young.
Well, it's no, from your house, you'd have a teas maid, a butler, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Come shimmering up the staircase with a big silver tray.
Barney.
Anyway, yeah, these things called Barney.
I think he's actually being serious.
I think he is too.
I wish I was.
So the tea's made, you'd plug it in, it'd make all your tea and stuff, but it was always rubbish, a tea's made, because the tea wasn't properly brewed and all of this. So if I had a monkey, okay, I'd call it Derek, right? I'd dress my monkey in a pinstripe suit and a bowler hat. I'd have him smoking a pipe, and every morning at 5:45, Derek would wake up, and after he's had a puff, he'd go make me a nice cup of tea.
I find it's illegal to smoke indoors now, so... You're not going to be allowed that one.
And Derek would bring me a
but
cup
all the rest,
of tea.
No worries.
6:05, a nice mug of Earl Grey. So that's what I do with my monkey. What
is
about
Earl
you?
Earl Grey, your choice of tea as well. I like Earl Grey.
It depends on feeling.
It's good.
I need the stronger stuff. We had some great stuff sent to this radio station a while ago, which is like really double strength tea. And yeah, we really got you going in the
builder's
morning.
Tea, though.
Builder's tea.
How was it?
Yeah, so that's what I do with a monkey. What about you?
Sounds like a good plan. You see, I just like monkeys being monkeys, you know, leaping around on trees and stuff.
Yeah.
They're my favourite. You go to the zoo
and
the enclosures at the zoo. I went to London Zoo earlier this year for the first time since I was about 5.
Oh,
and
right.
I could have stayed in that monkey enclosure all day. I felt kind of at home in a strange sort of way.
Well, you look like a bit of a monkey.
Thanks very much.
Even with your new haircut.
Thanks.
When did that happen?
It happened this afternoon.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I finished work at 3 o'clock or whatever it was after a long day and went and had my hair cut.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I'm sorry.
Do you think the dates will all appreciate it?
I'll talk about the dates in a second, but I'm a bit upset that you haven't got an interesting monkey story because you said you wanted to talk about it now. I've told you about Clive and his pipe and his pinstripe and his bowler hat making tea. What's your monkey story?
I don't have a monkey story.
Well, you're boring then, aren't
I'm just
you?
Talking about them because they're my favourite animal and I think they're brilliant.
What
they
do you do,
brilliant.
Laura? Do you know anything about a monkey?
I'd probably get it to do... the washing up and the washing.
Well, you said that the making tea was cruel.
Oh, well, I wouldn't get it to wear clothes. That's the cruel thing, I think. But if I did have a
rather
pet monkey...
Rather than the slave labour of them making cups of tea,
yeah.
the fact that they're given nice, warm clothes,
that's
the
issue.
No,
they're not meant to wear clothes. They're meant to be naked monkeys.
Look, those monkeys look really happy doing their tea in the Tokyo bar.
No,
the
I just think... Washing up is so mundane, but it's one of these things that you can't escape.
I don't mind washing up, funnily enough. It's one of those chores that I mind
I bet you don't like the drying. No one likes drying.
I don't really bother with the drying. I let it drip dry and then put it away the next day.
Well, fair enough.
But I'd like the chore I like least is ironing.
Oh God,
I hate ironing. Boring.
I don't bother ironing anything.
Well, you do what? You let your plates drip dry.
Yeah,
on a draining rack.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
What's
nowadays.
Wrong with that?
Drip dry.
What's wrong with drip drying your plates?
No, that's fine.
Just because you've got a wife to do it all for you.
I have a dishwasher.
Well, I've got a dishwasher, but I don't use it. It costs too much.
Yeah, they're great.
They're expensive and not necessary.
A waste of time.
They're really efficient when it comes to saving the planet. anyway, go to the website, citytalk.fm, go to my page, Duncan Barks, look at the Japanese monkeys in action. It's great. How's your dating going? You've got the website sorted,
I've got the website up. Yeah. We have two people. Do you remember last week?
Yeah.
we saw someone in Cheshire who we liked and added her as one of our favourites.
Did we do that last week?
Do you remember
week?
That? Did we did do that on the show last week.
What did
yeah.
we, why did we like her?
Well, what's exciting is that she has responded and also added me as a favourite of
Whoa.
Hers.
So that means you're gonna, does that mean you're going to have a date?
I think it means, well, it doesn't right. mean I'm going to have a date.
Let's just remind people, it's a single website, and what happens is not when you join, you actually, your mates join you, and they kind of, they write a little bit about you, and then you have to go back on and say, respond to what they've written about
yes.
you. So Laura and I wrote about you, you yep. came back on and responded,
yep.
and now it's up and running. And
yes. we spoke this to, is Sarah Beeny's dating
yeah,
website.
Sarah Beeny, the woman off the telly, the property woman off the telly, she's got this website. We spoke to Fred last week, Laura and I, to get some top dating tips. People have got married through this website. Did you know that?
No, I'm excited.
They have got hitched. Fred gave us a load of information. You heard it last week, you know, and there's kind of like some very good advice that we heard, including, you know, go somewhere quite, you know, neutral to begin with, you know, and all of this. Make sure there's a big window in the loo that you can climb out of if you really don't like them. He didn't really say that. So what have we got there? So let's just recap what we said about right. you, because I can't remember.
Oh, you want me to just remind what yeah, you said about yeah, me? It was very nice. It yeah. says a traditional gent yeah. with a modern twist.
That's right.
Toby's a one-off with a cutting edge. Must yeah, be seen to be believed.
Believed.
A yeah. professional man who knows yeah. how to treat a lady.
Yeah.
Intelligent, witty, stimulating,
Did
and fun. Toby
Did
is the kind
that?
Of man a Merseyside woman can only dream of.
Well, do we have booze in the studio that week?
I don't know what we're on that week.
Right. So that's what we wrote about you. Fred also said last week that the photo is really, really important.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, your photo makes you look devilish.
Yeah.
Makes you look suave, sophisticated, a
yeah.
little bit of a bad boy there. You could almost be in a movie. That's how your photo makes
I've actually
you look.
Had a few approaches since this website went up. But
from what?
But from movies, but I turned them down.
Great. So you responded by basically saying what? You all agreed with the marvellous
yes,
things we said about
you. Yes, I said I'm quite flattered by it.
We tried to make
it.
Some jokes.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
considering you say that I'm witty,
yeah.
pretty so, sarcastic yeah, sense of humour I
had. The first lady, who's a Leeds lady, and you turned
yes.
your nose up at the fact that you don't want to spend that best part of an hour on the M62.
No.
Which, I mean, I don't...
She's quite attractive.
Great,
she's
isn't
quite,
it?
She's quite cute looking.
Cute. What's her name?
Are we allowed to say her name? Her
well,
name. Her
just
name
the first
is,
name's fine.
Her name is Emma.
Yeah.
We don't have the rest of her
no,
name.
She looks
so.
Great. And what does
she
Emma?
She's recommended by
she's
Sammy.
She's really pretty.
She's cute, isn't she?
You'd
she's
never
cute.
Be short of paperclips
nice
with Emma.
Little dimple.
She works in an office.
But there yeah. are other photos of her on there
yeah.
which are less cute, and
yeah.
one of which I think makes her look about 43 instead of the 23 that she
you
seems
are,
to say
so
she was on the
critical.
Website.
It's unbelievable.
So critical.
So have you written Emma off?
I just think she's too far away. Yes.
Oh, in Leeds?
Yes.
How far is Leeds from here on the M62?
Well, there's somebody that works in the newsroom.
90 minutes?
Yeah.
Who does
is
it
that,
in about an
that?
Hour and an hour and a half, he says, at good times.
You would seriously not invest 90 minutes in a relationship?
That's 3 hours there and back.
Oh, dear.
And yeah. it's... I would if I was
wear and
with...
Wear tear in the car, must consider that.
I would if I was with someone who then moved to Leeds and I was in Liverpool,
yeah.
And, you know, who I really liked. But I think to start a relationship with someone so far away, particularly when, as you well know, I do long hours here and
yes.
6 days a week most
yeah.
of the time. It would
yeah.
be difficult to see her.
Yeah.
That's not a good basis to start a relationship.
No, all right.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Let's
I feel that we've touched
the
nerve
yeah.
there. Okay, so that's Emma. So, and who else during the week? Because this is the latest update
week.
In the last seven... Ooh.
Charlotte.
Oh.
Where's
see,
she from?
That was pretty much what you said last week when we added her. She is from Chester.
Yeah.
Nice.
Posh
should
bird,
should
you
I say what? I don't know. She's recommended by Gail. Should we just.
Yeah, give us the salient
can,
bits. That means the you know.
Heart of gold, apparently.
Yeah.
Kind hearted and honest, a wonderful listener, and a great giggle. Wears her heart on her sleeve, open minded and very romantic and sweet.
Yeah. Sweet disturbs me. What does sweet mean?
Someone's
sweet.
Sweet is sort of. It's like kind of
sweet,
nice.
Is there another word
in a sort of
sweet,
cutish
yeah.
way. I think.
Why are you getting
it? Can be. Can
sweet.
Be.
I just find sweet a horrible word.
Can be. Irritating.
It's like the word nice. It doesn't mean anything.
Put it this way: if I'm writing someone off who's in Leeds, I don't think I'm going to write someone off just because they've got the word sweet from
no,
their
no,
friend
no.
in the profile.
All right, and you see an interesting or good giggle. That's a what's a good
yeah,
giggle?
Exactly. Well,
she's got an amazing singing voice. I like that.
Ah,
you're into singing, aren't
so
you?
So she
yeah.
could sing and you could play the French horn.
Yeah,
that would be quite a duo.
Perfect.
Many nights.
Apparently, she has a gorgeous figure
yeah.
and somehow always manages to look radiant.
Yeah.
Radiance is a good thing to have, isn't it?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. So what else does it say?
Enjoys going to the gym, loves shopping and hates driving.
Ah.
She can speak French. Oh. I can speak a little bit of French.
Yeah, what can you say?
I don't know if she has garlic, Duncan. So.
Well, I wonder what she doesn't like driving.
I don't know.
Now, you've got to consider this, it's because if she's in Chester, all right, do you have an issue with going from the city centre in this great city of ours in Liverpool down to Chester?
No.
Taking the A41? I mean, you know, you're not happy about Leeds, and that's 90 minutes down the M62.
It's half of that, though, isn't it?
Yeah, you're happy with that? You're prepared to make that investment?
Particularly as, you know, I could even get the train if I was a bit hungover maybe one day. Well, she can get the train as well.
Yeah, well,
and
she doesn't like driving.
And I could pick her up at Liverpool Central.
Yeah, okay.
So that's we could compromise on that.
That's not a problem.
All right, what does her friend say then?
That's what her friend says about her.
Oh, right, she doesn't like driving.
Yes, so she sort of says the habitual thank yous.
Yeah.
I like to think of myself as creative. She enjoys films, books, writing and the cinema. And my music taste is varied from rock to classical.
Oh, I'm always wary of people who say things
right,
like that.
No,
that's
no,
pretty
no,
much what you said to me.
Classical on his.
Exactly.
Did we?
Pretty much what you said about me.
That's exactly what
I 2 weeks is a long time. We did.
To the theatre, you can't beat a fabulous restaurant, good food.
Yeah.
Anyone that can cook is an angel in my eyes.
Yeah, but you only had one plate up until a month ago.
No, I've got lots of plates now.
Have you?
I've got at least 9.
Can you cook?
I can. Well,
what's your signature dish?
I'm sort of an aspiring chef.
Pasta.
I do cook lots of. I love cooking pasta.
Pasta
bake with chicken and broccoli and cheese.
Well, you can't go wrong with that, can you?
Well, no, you probably can't. But I'm expanding my repertoire.
Right. So let's cut to the chase. Charlie, as we'll call her.
Yes.
Because her name's Charlotte, and I like the idea that she might be called Charlie. In Chester, Charlie in Chester. Shall we get? What are you going to do? What do you think?
I don't know.
On a date with
How old is she? Do you know? Because you were quite militant in your age.
She's 23.
Group. And do we have a career there? Do we have a...
Just employed.
Employed.
Her build is curvaceous.
Yeah, curvaceous.
Oh, fantastic.
Shall we see if there's any other pictures of her?
I think we should. Yeah, we can just have a
bit of there are other pictures of her. That's quite a nice picture.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Yeah,
she's quite attractive, isn't she?
Yeah. All right, this is one of those odd decides what we're going to do with this, Toby. You need to decide whether or not you're going to... Because she's kind of like said hello to you and you said hello to her, correct?
Well, we've added each other as favourites based on picture
and description.
So what's
the next thing to do?
I don't know. I'll have to have a look into it.
Oh, we're not going to have to get Fred back on the phone and find out, are we?
I don't think so. No, we can work this one out now.
You send them a message is the next stage.
Send them a message. Let's send them a message now.
Yeah.
Let's send them a message now.
Right.
We'll do that. It is City Talk, 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool. It's Bloke Talk. And if you're listening to this on Saturday evening, thank you. I'm Duncan. Laura's here. Toby's here as well. If you're listening on the download, then thank you for downloading us. And we'll be back in a few moments' time. I think we should do a message.
Yeah.
I think we should do a message. You happy to do a message?
Yeah.
We'll do a message next. You're listening to Bloke Talk.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk, 105.9.
So, what did you write? What did you put?
I want to know what you wrote.
What did you put?
I'm not going to tell you what.
Was it
not?
All right, you wouldn't do anything nasty because you're a lady and Charlotte's a lady. And
I just.
And also, I think you're quite keen to see this work for me.
I am keen to see this work out for you, Toby.
That's a comforting
thought. I just sent a short and sweet message, which I'm sure, 100% sure, that she will reply to, and I will state my reputation as a woman on
my goodness.
Blimey, that's quite a big risk.
Yeah, she's gonna
statement.
Love that message.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if Charlie from Chester, Charlie Chester, wouldn't it be great if Charlie Chester was wouldn't it be great if Charlie Chester was listening? That would be quite a feat. Wouldn't it be great if Charlie, who's from Chester, was actually listening now, okay, right now,
got on there and responded.
Wouldn't that be great? That would be a match. That would be a done deal.
I'm sure there'll be a quick
You'd have to go and buy a hat. All right.
So you buy a house.
You sent the message.
Yeah, I sent the message. So
okay, well, we'll keep you logged on
for the
remainder of the show and see what else occurs. It is Bloke Talk and it's City Talk 105.9, The Voice of Liverpool. You've just joined us. It's our attempts to try and find love for Toby. And he's looking for a partner. And we've resorted to online dating courtesy of Sarah Bean. What are you laughing at?
Just, I think she's probably laughing at my nerves.
he's looking very.
You've got nothing to worry about. It'll be fine. All right. Other stuff I wanted to talk about. You want to talk about buskers?
Yes, I do.
Well, what's your problem with buskers?
Well, I just.
You ever been a busker of your French horn?
I've played in public, ad lib, sort of, you know, just turned up and played. But it was
in
was
the
more
street?
Of a protest
jam
one.
Session
in the street. Yeah, but
a
it was
protest.
It was a protest.
A French horn. What were you protesting?
I could think of so many protests and marches and demonstrations that have taken place across the centuries around the world where they've been led into demonstration with the man playing the French horn. Yeah. So what did you demonstrate about?
We were demonstrating because the orchestra that I was in...
Did your butler carry your French horn case?
Do you know what? I'm going to have a bit of a rant about this. Oh. What is it about... Why is there an issue with me playing a French horn in an orchestra? I don't get it. I've come up here, honestly, nobody hasn't laughed...
Up the tower?
When I was up to Liverpool.
Yeah.
Nobody
hasn't laughed
when I've told them that I played the French horn or was in an orchestra or anything. I was having this conversation with a friend of mine who also happens to be a French horn player.
Oh, another French horn player.
And, there's a lot of them around.
I was having this conversation with him the other day because
there's a big underground French horn scene in Liverpool.
I cannot understand why it's funny. Yeah. Why
it
is it...
a secret handshake.
We're supposed to be in the capital of blooming culture here and people just don't accept...
I don't know what you were demonstrating
Don't accept...
No.
That's an equal part of culture as anywhere else.
Everyone has the right to enjoy the French
horn. Last week, I went to see Verdi's Requiem at the Metropolitan Cathedral. Do you know what? I was the youngest person in there by at least 10 years.
Yeah.
And I think that's such a shame. And when I told people that I was going to see it, they just laughed. Yeah. And I don't understand it. What is so funny about being interested in classical music at the age of 24?
There's nothing.
Why do you sit there laughing hysterically?
No, actually, you're oversensitive.
I'm not.
No, you are, because if you just get off your soapbox for 1 second, you will find that Laura and I just want to find out exactly what you were demonstrating about. Well, we weren't mocking you about playing the French horn.
Yes, you were.
No.
French horn. No. You have a good laugh.
No, I remember it well. Very clearly, I remember covering the miners' strike as a news story, and the picket lines would be then there'd be a man there playing the French horn up against the riot police.
Yeah, there's always a French horn.
If you're not careful, I'm going to storm out.
The Stop the War Coalition in Merseyside. 1 million people marched in London. Who was at the front of it? The French horn player.
Go on, I want to know what you're
protesting
about.
Jamie Oliver's school dinners campaign in Rotherham. The little
Stop
man
it.
Playing
you
the French horn.
You don't even know what a French horn looks like, do you, Duncan?
No, bring it in.
Go on.
Bring
Toby,
your French horn
I
in
think
next
it's
week.
Great that you play the French horn.
Bring it in.
But I just want to know what you're protesting.
And play Ferry Jacka.
Stop being mean to him.
Any reason that you'd like that as the choice of piece?
Well, because old Charlie there likes French things. All right, go on.
She might sing along with me.
So,
what were we demonstrating about?
Yeah, what were you demonstrating about?
Basically, there was an issue.
Would it help if I interviewed like a journalist?
There was an issue.
Why are you here demonstrating with your French form?
You're not just going to let me finish.
No, go on.
There was an issue. It's not even very exciting. There was an issue with the council. Basically, obviously, my orchestra was heavily subsidised by the council so that it was a youth orchestra and the kids were able to afford to go. And they threatened to take away their funding. Yeah. So a load of us went outside the council offices and played this little piece.
What did you play?
Caused a hullabaloo.
Caused
a hullabaloo.
We did indeed.
Did you play that?
No.
Oh. What did
we
you play?
We played just little sort of jazzy things that we used to do.
Yeah. Did you not have like a big
Cantaloupe
concerted
Island? You might know.
Oh, I know that. Yeah. That's Herbie Hancock.
Yes,
you play that on French horn.
Played a little bit of that with
Fantastic.
Well, the whole band together played it. Yeah.
Did you not have like a big concerted blow at the same time to send a very clear message to the council?
Well, that was what we were doing.
Oh. Did you chant as well?
I don't think we needed to. We just played. It's a much
Save
louder.
Our horns.
Did they come out and
Save
dance?
Save our horns.
No, I think they were intimidated. They were intimidated by this group of hoodlums that had turned up outside with their French horns
with
and
all
trumpets.
The butlers holding the French horn cases. How did we get onto this?
I can't remember.
Your French horn.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're talking about.
Are you going to bring it in next week? Can you bring it in? Seriously.
Please.
If Laura and I guarantee not to mock you for a whole 60 seconds, because we're a talk radio station and we can only play music for 60 seconds, can you bring your French horn in? I won't mock him.
Yeah, no, we won't.
The problem is, because I haven't played very much over the last couple of years, I'm nowhere near the standard I used to be.
Can you not do Cantaloupe Island next week?
I doubt it.
Just get yourself up to scratch this week.
I could do a little bit of The Entertainer, maybe.
Scott Joplin, yeah.
I can play The Entertainer.
Yeah.
That's.
Is that a deal? You're going to bring your horn in next week?
I'll try and remember.
Bring your horn in.
Shake hands. We've shaken
seriously,
on it.
I want to hear you. I want to watch you playing the horn.
Oh, God,
you can make a jingle for Bloke Talk.
Yeah,
but I can't talk and play at the same time.
No,
you'd
you
have
talking.
To do the talking.
Busking.
Yes.
So
that's how we got talking about this.
Busking.
I just came in and I moved up here just before Christmas last year, yeah. And there was this particular set of buskers who played the trumpet and the accordion together.
Trumpet and the accordion.
Yes. Right. Badly.
Right.
Shall we say?
You don't see many people playing the accordion, do you?
Funnily enough, I saw another one playing today. Yeah. So I've seen two. But anyway, yeah. they were sort of in the lead up to Christmas. People sort of thought, quite cute. They're not very good.
Well, they didn't carol them off.
They were doing a bit of everything, really. They've got these set songs. I'm sure most people seem to know them around the city because most people are as annoyed about them as I am. Mm. But they sort of hung around till sort of March. And people began thinking, what's going on? They were here for Christmas, fair enough, but go away. We've been able to hear them from the top of the tower at times.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're pretty loud as well. The trumpeter is terrible.
Right.
Anyway, they disappeared for a couple of months.
Did you not give them some notes on his performance? Did you not feel inclined to go back down the tower?
That's only because you're a connoisseur, though. Yeah.
No, it's not.
I've got it.
Did you say to him, now listen here, I was at Verdi's Requiem the other day in the cathedral and they were playing a lot better than this.
Well, I should have done. But anyway, they must have had about 2 or 3 months away and then they came back a couple of months back and they seem to be permanently outside the tower.
Yeah.
So if you fancy a listen to some bad music, tower. Go outside. Yeah. And I just heard them on the way in today and I just thought, yes.
So where do you want to go with this?
Well,
do you want to ban?
I have a.
Should we ban the buskers?
I don't think we should ban the buskers. What I think is that they should be forced to take some sort of grade.
Right.
If they meet that grade to decided by a professional level judge, then they can carry on playing. But my God, they wouldn't pass it. Not a chance.
What kind of...
don't have practice. They do it all the time. So
what kind of grade should they
reach? I don't
know.
Grade 6.
Which is what?
Out of, well, there's 8 grades in classical music training, so I think at least grade 6 to be able to play a basic level with sounding like a trumpet as opposed to.
You see, I think Liverpool City Council missed a trick, and I think it's this. They could charge, couldn't they? All right? Buskers make money, all right? Buskers are like
these
cab drivers.
Don't,
they're like cab drivers. Cab drivers, right, provide a service. You get in the back of their car, they take you down to the docks. Because you might be going to a restaurant down there, you pay him some money, job done. Buskers play a nice little tune, you put some money in their cap. All right, taxi drivers have to have a plate, they have to have a license, don't they?
Yeah.
Which they actually give money to a local authority. It doesn't matter where you are in Merseyside, different local authorities you have to pay. So why don't Liverpool City Council say, you want to be a busker, 500 quid a year?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I know.
They don't make that much.
How do you know?
They don't.
If you're a good busker, you can make money in a
day. My sister used to busk around Manchester when she was at uni there, and she's a very, very good violinist, and she did it around Christmas. Here we go. Why is it funny? Why?
Go on.
And she was a very, very good violinist and able to play all the Christmas stuff off the top of her head
Such
and whatever.
As?
Whatever you want at Christmas, she can do it. She's got perfect pitch. And
could
she
do Frosty the Snowman?
She could do Frosty the Snowman. We'll get her on the phone. She'll probably do it for us now.
I'll tell you what, next week, you bring in your French horn.
We'll get her
on the phone. We'll have a jamming session.
Hang on, but can you hold a phone and play a violin?
She's a far better musician than I am.
Hands-free.
Hands-free.
Yeah, hands
so
free.
I wouldn't we'll be that. Up to her standards.
What's your sister do?
She's actually a semi-pro musician.
Fantastic.
She's part of two bands, in fact, down in Brighton.
Yeah.
One of which there's an awful lot of interest around from recording companies.
Brilliant.
So, wow.
So could we get her on the phone?
I wouldn't be surprised if she'd be happy to do that.
Doing a little bit on the violin, you on the French horn in the studio.
Wow.
And that way, even bloke talk
we did use
on
to
City Talk 105.9.
At the risk of you laughing yet again.
I'm not, no one's
there's
laughing.
There's a piece by Schumann that he wrote for horns, which... I'm educating you lot here today.
Yeah.
Which
my classical
which
CD
also
collection
came with...
comprises the theme from Inspector Morse, so you're not hiding to nothing.
Well, it also came with a violin part, and we did used to play duets together of like proper classical music pieces.
Schumann. Not Schubert. Who's Schumann?
Schumann is a, I believe, German composer.
Right. So could you do that next week on Bloke Talk?
That's probably a bit difficult. Oh. That's a beyond grade 8 piece, which I haven't played for years.
Cantaloupe Island?
I'll have a go.
You on the horn, her on the violin.
Definitely.
In a kind of Stefan Grappelli kind of way.
We could probably do The Entertainer, I'd have thought.
Brilliant. Can we do that, Mr. Producer? That should be quite easy to do.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right. So you want to make all buskers, what, take an exam?
Yes. And not be allowed to play if they don't. Maybe we could combine your idea and mine so they have to pay for the exam.
You know Mersey Rail?
Yes.
Who run a very, very good rail system in this city. I'm a big fan of Mersey Rail. I've worked all over the country, and I've got to say, Mersey Rail is the best rail system.
Fantastic.
And I'm saying that because it actually works,
yeah,
and it does what it's supposed to do.
I use the train every day.
So do I. Yeah. Okay, and it's great. I love Mersey Rail. They have busker spots. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
If you go to Liverpool Central, certainly the station that I come in the mornings, there's an official busker spot, and they did that for the Capital of Culture. I know this because I had their top man in on my weekday show, and he was saying that they actually, whilst they didn't make them officially do tests, they were looking for buskers who could actually, to be blunt, play music.
Didn't they have a bus guide?
I don't know, did they?
Yeah, they did.
That's a brilliant idea.
They had a bus guide a few months ago.
Rightly so.
Yeah.
But then the ones that got to the final should be the only ones that had to play in these places.
Maybe that trumpeter got to the final, you never know.
He didn't, trust me.
Well, maybe.
Isn't it a bit like acting, though? And isn't it a bit like radio presenting?
No, it's not a case of it's not a case of,
like,
you know, you
trumpeter.
Can choose, you can decide whether they're any good or not in your own mind.
Hear me out.
This trumpeter is shocking.
I like him.
What I was going to say was,
you don't like
is maybe it's snobbery.
Snobbery.
Yeah. It is, because every actor thinks they can do a part better than the actor who's on stage who's got the gig.
Oh, it might be him a snob.
Everyone listens to people on the radio and go, oh, I could do better. You should be talking about status quo, mate. You should be talking about council tax and wheelie bins, right? That's what everyone says, okay? So isn't it kind of like, oh, well, he's not a very good trumpeter. Look at this fingering technique. It's appalling.
No.
I could do better than
it's
that.
Purely based on the sound, and I couldn't. I can't play the trumpet even half as well as him. But I don't try. I could play the horn better than him.
All right. I'm happy to talk about this, but I want to stop it now because I think the next thing is next week where we get your sister on the phone with her violin.
Right.
All right, a little bit of Scott Joplin's The Entertainer.
Right.
Bit of ragtime going on there.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can bring in your French horn. Is it up here, your French horn?
Yes. I brought it up.
Just out of interest, in your new flat, the one that hasn't got a wardrobe but the cowboy doors, just out of interest, where do you keep your French horn?
In the corner of my bedroom.
In your bedroom.
Mm.
That's interesting. It is Bloke Talk and it's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. What?
Why is that interesting?
Well, don't you think that's just interesting?
No.
Why don't you keep it in a different room?
Because it's...
Do you take it out every night and play it?
No.
Right,
I haven't
so why is it in your bedroom?
Up here. Because it's... I don't know. It's not occurred to me why I put... Just where I put it.
Can you bring it in next week?
You've asked that 100 times.
Is that a yes? Please bring in your French horn. All right, we'll do that. We'll get your sister on the phone and see what we'll do. It is Bloke Talk and it's City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. We're here every Saturday night, 8 through until 9. Though, of course, you might be listening to this on a download or a podcast or whatever you call it. And if you are, thank you very much for downloading it. By the way, we do have a Facebook page. Have you two looked at it recently? Because I've come off Facebook, I'm bored of it. I've become obsessed with it. And I went on it today.
We've got 58 members of the Bloke Talk Appreciation Group.
Okay. Shall we check this very second
how much we've got, and I'll see what I can find.
Yeah.
It's 58.
So if you like what we do here and you want to, you're on Facebook, go to the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society, set up by a guy in West Derby called Craig Lewis. Well, two reasons. One, I'm spending far too much time looking at it. And I've got better things to do with my time.
No, you haven't.
But you see, I'm old. You two are young and thrusting, therefore you have lots of friends on the social highway, social cyber.
Laura's particularly got loads of friends because she accepts people she doesn't know.
You got strangers on Facebook?
Yeah.
She's got listeners.
Have you? How many people are on there, Tobes?
I'm just literally logging in as we speak.
Good grief.
I'll tell you after the break.
We'll have a look at it in a few moments' time. And also, I want to talk about this thing that Google have done. This is great. They've unveiled a feature called Mail Goggles, which is kind of like based on the idea of beer goggles. And basically, it's to stop you sending emails when you're a bit drunk late at night at the weekend. So we'll do that in a few moments' time here at City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool.
This is a man's world.
Bloke Talk with Duncan Barks. City Talk 105.9.
But it would be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. You're right, Tobes. Have you logged us on to the Bloke Talk Appreciation?
I'm on the Bloke Talk Appreciation.
You're right there, Laura.
Yes, good.
Good. What's
59
members.
59 members.
An extra one.
That'd be a lot of people to take on the demonstration, wouldn't it?
Particularly if they all had horns.
What's it say?
What does what say?
It's there.
There's
we need more members. So if you're on Facebook, go and join up the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society, set up by Craig from West Derby. Thank you, Craig.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's some recent news added.
Yeah, what's this?
Toby
say?
Is playing the dating game.
Well, you are.
Check him out at, and then the link to the website.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a single young lady who doesn't swear, like swinging doors and eating off one plate in a bed-sit in Crosby, I object to it being called.
Do you know what I'm thinking?
Then Toby is your man.
Just as well that whoever put that on there isn't you know, is quite good at like punctuation and commas, because if the comma is in the wrong place, it would say, if you like swinging, comma,
doors,
comma. That could go on. What else does it say?
Well, there's been a little bit of a discussion going on about where I could go on a potential first date.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know any ladies who would like to date this dish of a man? If yes, then click here. Any places you can recommend for their first date?
Right, that's good.
And there's just a few other little
ramble
comments.
Messages.
Somebody there, yeah. saying that going on the description of my ideal woman, I won't be off on the dating game for very long unless I can get hold of a DeLorean and go back to 1920, where I'll be spoiled for choice.
That's old. He doesn't make those
cars
anymore.
Wouldn't mind a DeLorean.
He up, didn't he, old DeLorean?
Wouldn't mind a DeLorean.
All right, so it's all on Facebook. It's the Bloke Talk Appreciation Society, and one of these two guys will log into it and keep an eye on it and stuff. So
making comments on there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I like to keep in touch with the listeners.
Yeah. No, you're our point of contact. Thank you. Yeah. So that's great. It's all on Facebook. You wanted to talk about your sister's hen party.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you about it.
I want to talk about drunken emails. What do you want to do first? Because this is a democratic radio show. In fact, you and I had an argument during the week, remember? We had an argument in the restaurant.
Oh,
there was a load of other people.
Were you having an affair?
No, we went out with a load of people, and Laura and I had an argument in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't serious, but everyone else thought it was.
It was good fun, wasn't it? It was good having an argument.
We had this big argument, and then I went outside to cool off.
Yeah.
And everyone told Duncan to come out and apologise.
Yeah, really
and he thought that he'd actually offended me.
Yeah.
What was the argument about?
The thing is, I can't remember.
I bet
Laura can remember.
Bit.
Women don't forget these sorts of things.
I remember the main thrust of it was that I called you offensive.
That's right.
And you were...
I was offended by that.
It's quite true, though.
Yeah.
You were asking for examples of people I'd offended.
Yeah.
And you were picking up on every little thing I said.
Yeah.
And you're being deliberately...
I was quite belligerent.
Have you ever heard Duncan's radio show? That's his job, is to pick up on every word that people
exactly.
say.
Yeah, exactly.
You were never going to win that argument.
No. Well, that's why she left the table.
No, I think I won it, then left. I went out on a winning note.
Yeah. Anyway,
not many people
about
take on Duncan and win.
No, we've resolved that. Anyway, your sister.
Yeah, I'm getting excited because it's my sister's hen do later this week.
Right.
And
what are you going
to
do?
Are these supposed to be sort of what goes on a hen do stays on a hen do?
Have you bought the L plates?
Bought the what?
L plates. They make them.
Oh no, it's nothing like that. Let me tell you what we're doing.
T-shirts with.
No. Oh god, I hate all that tacky stuff.
Yeah.
We're having a murder mystery evening, which is arranged by a company, and they come round, like three actors come round, and there's a big whole story behind it.
Yeah.
And we got letters sent to us in the post,
and we've all
got characters, which are all based on famous people.
I know who did it.
No, you don't.
No, I do. I know who did it.
Was it Miss Scarlet?
It was Toby in the dining room with a French horn.
In the bedroom. Get it right.
I don't want to talk about the horn in your bedroom. Anyway, so these letters said what?
So they tell us what our character is. We have to stay in character.
What's your character?
It is Monica Lewinsky. How good is that?
That's great.
I think I make a fantastic
one. Is President Clinton also one of the...
No, Hillary Clinton is.
What kind of...
That's going to be quite...
I know, she's got a murder motive if it's me that gets murdered.
Yeah.
Oh, you might get murdered. It's not that you might have done the murder.
I don't know yet. We don't know.
So how are you preparing to get into the character of Monica Lewinsky?
Gets murdered. Knows about it, do they, when they turn up?
Yeah.
Shush.
shush, Toby.
Go today.
Don't have
don't
a strop.
Sulk,
don't sulk.
Baby.
Otherwise, I'll be off to your room with your French horn. Now, let's talk about Monica.
So what I'm going to do is I've got the outfit together.
What's the outfit?
I'm wearing
to the dry cleaners?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I'm wearing a particular dress that she was allegedly wearing on a particular night.
The actual one?
No, well, I looked it up on the internet. It's a blue dress, and I've got a similar one.
Yeah.
Red lipstick, pearls, big bouffant hair, and something that'll be close to your heart, Duncan.
I know. What have you got? Monte Cristo?
I haven't got one yet. Number this two. Is what I was going to ask you advice on.
Well, I can give you some advice. I won't mention his name, but in Fenwick Street, if you go right down the end of Church Street and keep on going, Fenwick Street in the kind of financial legal district of this great city, there is a fantastic tobacconist there, and it's got a walk-in humidor, which is where you keep cigars. It's all kind of like, the atmosphere and temperature is all controlled.
A really big, fat, long one.
Yeah.
Can you get one of them?
Yeah, it costs you about 15 quid. You want a Churchill. If you ask them for a full-length Churchill number two,
that sounds good.
You'll get this big stogie.
Yeah.
It'll be great. I'll tell you what, there's nothing more sexy than a woman smoking a cigar.
Well,
I'm fascinated by this because what's the idea? I get the murder mystery thing.
Did you set it all up? Is it your
idea? No, it's a company.
But I mean, have you arranged it? Are you the what's the equivalent of a best man?
No, actually, it's someone else arranging it. I'm helping make the food and stuff.
But what I don't understand is, I get the whole murder mystery thing, and I've done one of these murder mystery things. You can get board games like this, and you invite people around to cook them in. It's actually quite good fun. But I'm puzzled as to what the story is and who else is going to be there, because if you've got Hillary Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, clearly Bill's going to be there.
because it's all women. It's a hen party, so it's all women characters.
Right.
It sets on a cruise ship called the Jealous Bride. We're invited to come and have dinner at the captain's table.
Female captain.
Actually, the actors might be men. We don't know yet. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Some of the characters are Judy Finnegan, Davina McCall. That's my mum playing Judy Finnegan. Davina McCall, Margaret Thatcher.
Any mug wrestling going on?
Kylie Minogue, Demi Moore. There's about 20 altogether.
Right.
It's going to be such fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quite a varied varied sort of group of women you've got going
on
there.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably nowhere else in the world would that group of women ever get together, I wouldn't have thought. So it'll be interesting to see.
Well, Judy Finnegan, you're going to have a problem with, aren't you? Because either once you'll fall asleep like halfway through the start or two, she'll just carry on shaking. Have you noticed she used to shake a lot?
Well, I've told my mum. My mum was saying, "Who's Judy Finnegan? What does she do? Because mum doesn't watch daytime TV."
She's the one whose dress fell off at an award ceremony.
Yeah, her bra came out.
She had a wardrobe malfunction.
She did.
Like Janet Jackson did a while ago in America.
That was more than just a malfunction. I think that was Justin Timberlake being cheeky.
The thing that made me laugh.
It wasn't her cheek.
No, it wasn't her cheek. You're absolutely right.
The thing that made me laugh the most about it, though, was because my dad, a few years ago, he's got a photo of me in his wallet that was taken when I was about 17, and he's had this photo in there for years, and he absolutely loves it. It's like his favourite photo of me.
Nice.
And when it got taken, he goes, "You know what? You look absolutely fantastic in that photo. You look stunning, Laura. You look like Monica Lewinsky."
Oh, God!
And it was like the biggest compliment he could give me. And thinking back, that's a bit strange, your dad saying that you look like Monica Lewinsky.
I'm actually, we're going down the subject matter here that I'm really uncomfortable talking about.
He obviously thinks that she's an attractive lady, and I was wondering, do you two think that she was attractive?
Yeah, but probably for all the wrong reasons. What about you, Tobe?
Do you think she's actually pretty?
Not overly, to be honest with you.
No.
I think you're a prettier version of her by my
Yeah, which is why my dad called me Monica Lewinsky, which I don't think that's much of a compliment.
I can sort of see the resemblance. I think you're better looking than her.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I think so too.
Let's go
back to the cigars, because I'm really interested in this. So are you going to smoke it or just use it as a prop?
No, I'm going to try it.
And kids, if you're listening to this, don't smoke. It's bad.
I'll light it up and I'll probably smoke a little bit of it.
What would
your
mum say, seeing you with a cigar?
Well, she knows it's part of the character, so that's fine. But yeah, I'll pass it around.
As you cough and splutter your way through.
I'm Monica.
Yeah, have you perfected the voice?
That's what I was just about to say, is it?
I can do all
have
that.
Have you perfected the technique?
Are you going to talk in your Monica voice for like the whole hen party?
Yeah.
So you're going out for a meal at the same time, or you're going to someone's house? How does this
it's
bit work?
It's actually at my sister's house because...
But the actors come along?
Yeah.
That is interesting,
so not it's not one of the actors that gets murdered, it's one
of
you?
We don't know. We don't know, Toby. We don't know. We just do not know.
Presumably.
you just know, don't you? There's going to be so much wine sloshing around at this thing. Yeah. They won't care by the
second course. We're going to forget the story. All I know...
Monica!
The only thing I've been told... The only thing I've been told is that I've got to be horrible to the Hillary Clinton character, and that's it.
Yeah. I quite fancy Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'll tell you who else I fancy. You know the woman who's propping up... What?
Go on, man.
You know the woman... What? The woman who's propping up the old man, the Republican candidate in the US presidential election.
Sarah.
Sarah Palin. Hey? What? Ho, 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 ho! Yeah.
Yeah, she's hot.
I'll tell you why. And I spent a long time thinking about
this. But isn't she married to an Eskimo?
Well, he's, you know.
God, it doesn't stop someone being attractive.
Well, no, no.
You're a journalist, great understanding of world affairs. They live in Alaska.
She's this weird. She's you know, she might be good looking, but yeah, you know, she's got some.
It's what I call it's the Lois Lane thing, because the hair's up and the glasses there, and you kind of like take the glasses off, shake the hair down. Mind you, she's bonkers because she wants to shoot everything, doesn't she?
Yeah, that's what I mean. And anyway, look what T-shirt she's wearing there. It says Valley Trash on it.
Yeah.
I wonder whether that's talking about herself or someone else.
Good, isn't it? Very quickly, I'm just wondering, should we do the Google thing now or save it for next week? Let's do the Google thing now. Very, very quickly. Google, the people who own half the internet or whatever, they've unveiled this thing, okay, which is, it's called Mail Goggles, which forces users to take a sobriety test when trying to send that late night weekend email, all right? And by default, what it does, it's only active between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. So you get back from the pub, you're missing your other half or whatever, 11:30 at night, it's a Friday night, you think, oh, an email. What Google are doing now is that it makes you do simple mathematic equations and puzzles as part of a sobriety test to make sure that you're not too drunk.
They should do it with text messages as well.
Isn't
do you know
that
what
brilliant?
I think we should do?
What?
We should get on our little Facebook group, people should write and tell us the most embarrassing drunken text or email they've sent.
That is fine, but if you want people to do that and do it via Facebook, that is great, but you have got to do it. You've got to tell us now. We've all got to do it, because you can't expect people to do that unless you're prepared to do the same.
What's the most...
I'm quiet with my hand up. I used to be in a relationship. I lived with a girl called Samantha, and I lived with Samantha, and Samantha and I split up after living together. We moved to separate places, and then kind of we got back together for a second try, which was a mistake, and that happened because I phoned Samantha up. When I was a little bit drunk.
Yeah, I'm one for phone calls rather than texts.
Yeah,
I'm very much, and I leave voicemails, long voicemails about I haven't seen you in a long time, and I just think that we were great together, weren't we? And then I realise that I've said the same thing to like three different.
What do you do? What do you do the following morning?
Oh, I read the text messages that I've got in response and feel awful.
Oh, and what, do you phone up and apologise, or just delete them and get on with your day?
No, I think I just try and forget about it. And if you get a positive sounding response, then
your luck's in.
We'll leave it there.
What's the worst one you've done?
I mean, I can't remember specifics because you're drunk when you do it, aren't you?
I think Google are onto something here, but you're right. It's not just emails, it's mobile phones, okay? You should reach a point. They should have a little thing that you actually blow into.
Yeah.
And once you're over a certain amount, some kind of limit, a certain amount of alcohol in your system, your mobile phone shuts down.
They do it with cars
for
now,
12
they?
Hours. No texting
cars.
And no phone calls. Brilliant. And I'll tell you what, that would save so much, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wouldn't that work?
And it would save a lot of money as well, because you seem to spend a lot more money on your mobile, sending picture messages, which I would never normally send at any other time, and then because they cost about £1 a go or whatever it is, and then suddenly you start taking drunken photos of you and all your friends. And
what was the last picture message you sent on your mobile?
I haven't done it for a while.
Mine was the sunset from the tower here. I took a picture because I think the sunsets up at the City Radio Tower are great.
The sunrises are beautiful, aren't they?
Yeah, I send them to people who work in call centres who I know who have really boring 9-to-5 jobs. I go, oh, look at this. Get back to our finger phones. What about you, Laura?
What question are you asking?
Well, you know, drunken email, text or phone call?
No, I'm too cool for that kind of stuff.
You just make monkey noises when you're sober.
I'm not going to tell you.
That's fine. That's your prerogative.
Because I've sent some bad ones, believe me.
Oh,
yeah, but they're too rude
now.
To talk
Have you
about.
Learned from your mistakes?
Nope.
No, well, that's life for you. It's Brilliant. Part of this beautiful journey. That's pretty much it for this week. Thank you, Toby. So next week, French horn, sister on the blower on the violin.
See what we can sort out.
Laura, what are we doing? Are we doing anything?
I'll tell you how the hen night went.
Yeah, and tell us if both of you, particularly you, Tobes, about Charlotte in Chester, whether or not you get a response.
Yeah,
Charlie Chester.
Guarantee it.
And, is that what we're calling her now? Charlie Chester.
Chester. Well, we'll have a Charlie Chester update next week on Bloke Talk, and I'm going to go off and find myself a monkey and a teapot and a pinstripe suit and a bowler hat and a pipe. There has been Bloke Talk, courtesy of City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. We're back next Saturday night from 8, or download us using the website, go to citytalk.fm.
Listen, and log on to the voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.